Bow, 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 bow. All right. I think I got it. Well, all right, I'm going to fade.
Well done, then.
Get ready for an abrupt fade.
Okay.
Boom. It's over.
Boom.
Okay.
Done.
We did it. It's so horrible. My editing has failed me.
It always feels like, you know, you have to jerk forward a little bit.
Well, it didn't used to. When I had my iPad, my Boss Jock app that was working. But whatever. We're going to survive. It is GloucesterCast 265 with Ian Vincent, outgoing January GMG guest contributor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dave Fernandez, incoming February GMG guest contributor.
Hello.
Welcome.
Pat and Jimmy are here as well.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Kim Smith has failed us.
She has. She did warn us, though, well in advance, so we could prep up our... I couldn't even possibly compete with that. So I've nothing to say about animals or nature or
Some people, as we know, absolutely love the animal stuff. We have huge amount of people love the bird talk and stuff. There are a certain faction of people that have had it with the bird stuff.
That's what I hear.
There's no pleasing everyone, as everyone knows.
Absolutely.
Good Morning Gloucester this week has reached a new politically incorrect low.
That was...
I don't know if anybody saw it or not.
Absolutely.
I don't know. What's next?
What could it possibly be?
What could top, you know, a guy on the boulevard... So I'm going to back up and explain what we're talking about.
Right, good idea.
With Manny Seres, who this is the first complaint I've had in regard to Manny's Gloucester Smiles series. Like, who could argue with the premise of Gloucester and people smiling, regular people smiling? Someone found a way.
Yeah.
There's a guy on the boulevard enjoying a cigar, and I'm sure she's a very nice person, wrote in saying, I love Good Morning Gloucester, but I was deeply, something to the effect, I was deeply saddened in this these health conscious times that you would have someone depict someone smoking a cigar and ruining the Gloucester, it's just my head. So I took a screenshot of the email, scratched out the last name of the person because we don't want to shame people here. It's not our thing, but we just want to get the point across. So as I'm doing it, because I read it to Kate, we're in the car together. She says, don't. She just said, don't. She knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And she said, don't. She says, you don't need that negativity, because whenever you go on a rant, there's always some type of kickback. I'm like, Kate, I feel pretty strongly that there's not going to be much kickback on this. I feel pretty good that this is low-hanging fruit. Everyone can understand my frustration.
Yeah.
Like,
and
reading.
Your instinct was right, correct?
There was not one person that said, like, this is...
I did take note of that, a special note of that picture, though, when it was first posted. While I loved it, I think it was in black and white, right? Pretty sure it was?
I think it was in color.
Okay,
anyway,
I took note of it myself because I thought, I think this is the first one I've seen where the people aren't actually smiling at the camera.
Ah,
and that's where my head went.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, that's a little bit of a different
perspective
on things. And then when that came up I think the intro was something that made me think, oh, she's going to say that. That's what she's going to say. The guy's not smiling. And no, that was...
Oh, when you heard the butt, I love Good Morning Gloucester, but your mind went to the guy's not smiling.
Regarding that picture.
Right.
That's where, because I took special note of it, because I noticed it wasn't people looking at the camera and smiling.
But to me, that's what we love about Good Morning Gloucester. It is what's going on here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're not hiding anything. This is the color of Gloucester. These are the people of Gloucester.
So go take a picture of that dead bird out
there. Dead seagull?
Yeah.
Do you know how many pictures of dead animals I've posted? There's always kickback on those.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, always like picking up bait on the state fish pier and the big truck, you know, there's hordes of seagulls, and inevitably they get squished by trucks because trucks are going in and out of there, and that's just part of Gloucester. And if you haven't seen a squished seagull on the state fish pier, then you haven't been around the fishing industry, right? You know, and from that perspective, I'm like, it's not gratuitous. It's like, this is what it is.
Like you said, the real thing, yeah.
Right? And but inevitably, you know, people call you an uncivilized animal for posting the photo.
Well, here's a novel idea. I just slide over the ones I don't particularly like, which are any dead animal ones. I'm just going to slide over them.
Yeah.
Slide past them real quick.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, that's what it is. Those are the times we live in.
Yes, they are.
Those are the times we live in. I wanted to mention, before we get too much further, free tickets to Cape Ann Community Cinema to the first person that shares this via social media and tags us on it. Cape Ann Community Cinema has great programming. His website is fantastic. It's linked at the top of the blog at all times, and his website, he does really great movie reviews,
and puts trailers. You can purchase your tickets online.
And you can purchase your tickets.
And it's very easy.
I also want to mention Lion Waugh Auto Group and Hometown Ace and Needy Meds are all hiring, and you can click on the links for more information on to do that. I want to do a special thank you to Warren Waugh, has done so much for this city. He tuned me up with the tickets to take Madeline to the game.
Oh, nice.
So, big shout out to Warren. Such a nice guy. But now, this is really Dave Fernandez's moment to shine here.
Oh, no.
Ian, you were the past month's guest contributor.
Correct.
And what advice would you give to Dave as far as, and what was your, why don't you give a little brief thing about what your experience was like being a guest contributor,
sure.
And what was some of your favorite parts about it?
Well, I think my guest contributor will be a little bit different than Dave's, knowing his work, but the thing that I really enjoyed about it was it gave me an opportunity to meet people of Gloucester and Rockport. The goal was to take environmental portraits of people in their businesses primarily. And it really allowed me to go in and say, hey, I've loved your work, or hey, you know, what do you do here? And can I take your portrait? And we'll post on Good Morning Gloucester. And we very rarely take the time to slow down and see what's going on around us. And again, like I just noted, that's one of the things I like about Good Morning Gloucester is you catch things that you might miss. And so it was a great opportunity to do that. So I just tried to pace myself. I did 3 posts a week. I just did them on the weekends and just scheduled them out. And so I basically put, you know, an hour in to schedule them out and just make sure that they're all ready to go. And they all happened. And then just monitor for when people, you know, comment.
Mm-hmm. I think most of our contributors, probably all of them, but that would be one of the top things that they say that they love about being a Good Morning Gloucester contributor, the doors that it opens, and the just that easy way to open a conversation. I'm with Good Morning Gloucester, and, you know, because there's a lot of things that you might be interested in photographing, but you're like you said, if you didn't have that opening line, kind of like, what do you want? You mean you want to take a picture of me? That's kind of creepy. Like, who are you? What are you going to do with this photo? Like, whatever, you know.
Right.
But like, they already know the reputation of Good Morning Gloucester and the people that we always have. You know, always coming from a pretty positive place.
Yeah, so for me, it was a mixed benefit. I wanted to become better at taking photographs of portraits and working with people, and they got the benefit of a little bit of exposure on Good Morning Gloucester. So I felt like it worked for both of us.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. And now my next step is I'm going to Japan, and my wife has told me that I need to take photographs of people in Japan, portraits of people in Japan.
Wow, yeah. Very cool.
So that's my next kind of step.
That's
so,
your
so I'm going to say that I'm with Good Morning Gloucester. Here's the sticker.
Take the stickers. Make sure you send photos with a sticker in cool places in Japan.
I will. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll post them. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's
awesome. Dave.
Yes.
I've been a fan of his work for a while.
He's got great work.
He's right up there with Bridget Matthews and Kim and some of our best photographers. He's also part of the Cape Ann G. Clay family.
Oh, did not know that. Good.
Yeah, he's part of the crew over there, And so, Dave, what you know, when I asked you, what were your first thoughts?
My first thoughts were maybe I'll finally get to my images a lot quicker than a month or two. That's one thing, you know. I'll go out, I'll shoot a memory card or two worth of pictures, and then I won't post anything for months.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, is getting just quicker, getting my stuff out there, and mm-hmm. for everybody to see and enjoy. I mean,
I have a link actually to Ian's websites, ianvincent.com and 18 Haven. Dave's work is available for purchase on Cape Ann G. Clay's website, and there's also a link for Dave's. Dave has an upcoming, he's working on his other website. So,
yep.
And he also has, you have a show coming up as well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have some work up at Addison Gilbert Hospital, and got put on that list 3 years ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had forgotten about it, and I got the phone call the other day to remind me, so I'm going to have a lot of new stuff hanging
Great.
Up there. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So what is your style of photography? Well, how would you describe your style of photography?
I don't know. I get a lot of compliments that my photos look like paintings. And I've always admired painters, artists, from way back to till now. And I could never draw or paint, so picked up a camera and...
Well, clearly you have an eye.
See things differently. Yeah.
Clearly you have an artistic eye.
You do the steel?
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, but...
Can you describe that process so people can
Yeah, I get steel wool. I put in a... I wind it through a whisk. Like, you know, to beat the pancakes, and get a battery, 9-volt battery, just to light it. Dog leash, and just spin it, keeping the shutter open for 8-10 seconds, and it gives that cool effect, you know?
Is this like the trailing light effect?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he does it like a couple of times. He invited me to do it, and something came up that I couldn't make it, and I wanted to be a part of
that
shoot.
That would be fun, yeah.
You did one really neat one near the fisherman, right?
Yes, and that was one shot, one and done. That was Thanksgiving night 2 years ago, and I was just talking with my nephews, and they're like, let's go do it. I said, really? So we went down there, and I set up my camera. My nephew went behind the statue, lit it. One shot, tracked up, made sure that, you know, there were no sparks anywhere, because
mm-hmm.
that's one thing you got to be cautious, because...
Yeah, who are some of the people that you've had? Melissa Cox did it one time, right?
Yeah, she did it. I've had Roger Porter, Catherine Richmond, a lot of people from the Cape Ann photo page. I just posted up when I was going to do it, and they would all just come down. Yeah.
So
yeah.
fun. I mean, before the end of your stint, I want to be part of one of those.
Let's do it, yeah.
Can we do it in the winter, or is it?
Oh yeah,
does it matter?
I always wanted to do it in the snow.
Do a GMG one, yeah.
I wanted to do it in the snow.
Let's
so
find a
cool
location where we could do it. Let's do that.
Stage
That'd be
Folk
awesome.
Art.
Yeah.
The gazebo, right in front of the gazebo.
Yeah, right there.
I tried doing that, but I was by myself, and it was so windy.
You know what would be cool? You know where in Stage Folk Park where the two benches are that you can that has the the dots where you can, like, Bridget did a beautiful photo there a couple of days ago.
Something, yeah.
Oh, near the cannons.
Yeah, near the cannons.
Yeah.
Out
yeah,
there would
yeah.
be a cool spot, right?
Yeah, it would be cool.
All right, I'm in.
All right.
I'm definitely in. So Dave is he starts his time. We'll go over everything
awesome.
In a little bit. And so get him on board. Pat, how hard was it for you to pick up how to post?
Oh, it was easy, but there's a few little intricacies that took me a few mistakes to figure out. But
yeah.
it was intuitive.
Right, I think so.
Yeah.
But there's little things that might be a hidden toggle switch away that
right.
could drive you up a wall.
Yeah.
But
you have to hit schedule twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
And then when you leave, it says, are you sure? And it's like, yeah.
Yes, please. Yes, I beg of you. I beg of you. And so it's Super Bowl Sunday, and...
It is.
So...
The day has come,
finally.
Yeah.
So, last year's Super Bowl, in my mind, cemented Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots
that
as the best team, and
yeah.
That cemented them,
yeah.
the best.
Yeah.
This one... in my opinion, just puts it out of the realm of within our lifetimes there being another one that could that probably that the chances of anyone surpassing them during our lifetime seem like it's probably not going to happen. So we get to, if they win this game, I think we get to live with that,
witness
being able to
historical.
Say that we, you know.
And you don't always know when you're witnessing history.
No.
So you're not going to know it for a while. But if that happens, then.
So like I, how do you guys feel about, do you think that, would you like to see Brady retire after this game?
No.
Because you because he's playing at such a high level?
Yeah, I think that he is still playing at such a high level that he probably has a couple more years. But you know what?
Next year they get Edelman back.
No. I get all of that, and I feel like they could probably win another one, but I feel like
leave on top.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the idea of winning a championship after all these accolades and retiring and leaving nothing for the fucking assholes like Max Kellerman and the hate the Patriot and Felger and Maz, these people that truly hate the Patriots,
yeah,
and just want to be able to have, you know, Monday morning quarterback, like, you know, that he's fallen off a cliff, so that they could never say it, that the legacy is completely
right.
Remember like the last year
of
Peyton Manning,
yeah,
how painful
yeah.
that was to
it
watch.
It was really painful,
very painful,
and Brett Favre and a bunch of the others. That's why I'm for, if he wins it all, which he today he should, I think he should retire.
Well, it's in his hands, and he's earned that right, like Robert Kraft said. But what would be this even sweet, so that's so sweet to me, is if he wins, he retires. And then Belichick coaches them, even to the AFC Championship, within 3 or 4 years.
Losing all his staff.
Losing his Brady, having no backup that's note, and to be able to do that would just totally crush people's souls.
I like to see Tom move on to. There's so many other fields he can move on to. I can see he can get his hands hit to many different fields, and he can do just as well. So I'm hoping if he does very well here, I'd like to see him just say, hey, I've done that. I'm going to save myself. I'm going to move on to something else and just continue on with a great process. It doesn't have to be in football because he's such a commander out there in the field. Anybody would want that mindset in their business or in their –
I said this in the beginning of the season, the book, and the TB12 products and stuff like that. I said it in the beginning of the season that my thing was why, like, you know, and he has all the right and everything else, but like, you know, the his theories about the nutrition and this, that, and the other thing, and I just said, like, what more money do you need? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it was so controversial. That's the only, and it doesn't bother, it really doesn't bother me. It's just it gave something to these fucking assholes.
Oh, it gave them fodder.
It gave them fodder. I'm like, is it, like, what are you making? What are you going to make off of it compared to the ridicule?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it was that's my other wish, is like, I just wish you just let that. The TB12 brand of apparel, if he didn't do the book and he didn't do the nutrition stuff, the hats, he could have sold those hats just like Jordan sells sneakers into perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He would have been plenty of money.
Anyway.
So let's hope for a win tonight.
Let's
hope for a win tonight. The other part is, so today we got invited to a children's birthday party. This afternoon.
Oh.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh boy.
Who does that?
Oh boy.
Who does that, right?
Oh boy.
Like who? Like what kind of person? Like how out of touch or how selfish could you be to plan a children's birthday party on Super Bowl Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, that's.
Don't you have to be? Well, I mean, you could be one of these anti-sports people.
Yeah.
And if all your friends are anti-sports people, okay, that's, you know, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, that's your group.
That's your group. But if you if you had any love for any people in your life that were not,
is it at a place where's is it at, like a
Chuck E. Cheese?
Well,
I was gonna say, if it is, the main reason why they did it is no one's gonna be there. So they probably said, we've got the whole place to ourselves because everyone else is staying out and doing their thing. So
I have a lot of conflicted parents right now.
Yeah,
I say no one should go just on principle.
Wow.
And then you know what I told Kate what I really want to do for our wedding?
Yeah.
I want to do mock invitations.
Oh my goodness, this is going down a bad road.
I want to do mock invitations for our wedding.
Okay.
And I want to put, this is what I want to put on our wedding, that the wedding is in Fiji and it's black tie, but everybody needs, the gowns have to be a certain color and the men have to wear tuxedos, but they have to be purchased from a certain place. You can't rent them. And the hotel rooms are, you know, you're staying in this one place and they're like, you know, $1,000 a night. And
cigars,
and it's over, and it's gonna be your traveling day is on Super Bowl Sunday. I want to send these invitations
for
out and just like and act serious and just see what the response would be.
I think your mother would reply to that and have trouble.
My mother would be so psyched. My mother, like, you know, when my father was in the nursing home, you know, financially crushed her, right?
Yeah.
But she, you know, would be like, oh, where can I get the dress? I can't wait to get to the, you know, when it comes to that, like when it comes to weddings and stuff like that.
I can see all those boys looking so nice in their tuxedos.
Yeah. It's just crazy. It would be crazy.
So what would you do then? Follow it up like a week later with
Just kidding.
Yeah. You know, it'd just be fun to field.
We're actually going down the crow's nest for the wedding.
It would be fun. Well, you know, we haven't figured out exactly what we're gonna do, but it's definitely not gonna be Kate and I are in agreement that we're gonna do something that is not going to be obnoxious and ridiculous. Just kind of. I probably am leaning toward much more laid back than she would like. But we're going away, and it's just going to be a handful of us and do it, and then come back for a party.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds like a great plan.
Sounds like a fantastic one. Yeah.
Party on a Fiji beach.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down.
Fiji beach, yep.
Fiji beach.
Yep. So you guys were in Central New York, and
we went home this past week.
Yeah.
And... like you just said, somebody planning a party for this afternoon, if you lived in Central New York, you would not know there was a game going on today.
Yeah,
you would have no idea there was a game going on today. It's so quiet, it's scary.
When you put the news on, like nowadays, you put the news on and it's all live feeds and all the interviews, and at the very end, they may have a minute left to tell you some other world news or possible some other sports. Over in Central New York, where we are, it's at the last minute they go, oh, by the way, there's a Super Bowl, and here's what it is, and it's going
to
be.
It's very weird to be going back and forth between these two cultures.
I listened to Tony Kornheiser's show. I listened to like three podcasts. Tony Kornheiser's show is one of the podcasts that I listen to, not the PTI, but the Tony Kornheiser podcast, and he said that. With the 2 weeks in between from the AFC championship game,
right.
NFC championship, the championship week to Super Bowl, that first week, he said that, like, he completely forgot. It was the Super Bowl was complete, and he's in the sports business.
Yeah.
Was completely off of his radar. And they came back into work on Monday, and he's like, oh, we got to talk about the Super Bowl here. Totally.
So it's kind of, it's odd that that's...
I think it's people are tired of the Patriots.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think there's some of that going on.
And there was a report on NPR about how football in general is getting a bad rap between the guys kneeling, the concussions, and the household abuse, or you know, and how the NFL hasn't done, it's done very little for all this. And so it sounds like the NFL in general is taking a little bit of a hit. So you put that with that, and
the kneeling thing. They were put into an absolute no-win situation.
Absolutely. They really were, yeah.
There was, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't. You got this guy, and you can't muzzle him, right? He has his right to protest, right? And, but, at my take on that was, you're an entertainer, and you have a boss. Those protests, while you have the right to protest, knowing that it is disrupting the bottom line of that business, because there were a lot of people that were boycotting the NFL because of those protests, that you're hurting the business. So there's this outrage of why isn't anyone else hiring him?
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, if I'm a business owner, how could I make a fine business decision that is 100% going to impact my bottom line by taking this guy in he took his stand and he was brave for it, but you also have to understand
there's always other consequences.
There's consequences, and so.
You wouldn't hire somebody that would start throwing your lobsters back, would you?
Right. I wouldn't hire someone that's gonna disrupt my business.
Right.
You know, and if he did that, if he did his protests on his own time or whatever,
it was a no win. But still, the NFL takes a hit. So.
But right, but the NFL took a hit because I have friends that my best friend that I grew up with, watching football with. Every single weekend, he moved away. He's in Tampa now. He told me he stopped watching NFL because of that, and I couldn't believe it because we were both such fanatical football fans. I couldn't believe it. I think down south, probably a little bit more racial tension down there than where we are. Mm-hmm. But I haven't stopped watching. I love football. But there is that.
Yep.
There's a there's big sections of people.
Well, we talked about before, if Minnesota had won, that would have been a really good shot because the home team
first time
would have been in there, and a lot of people were
rooting
for that.
Drawn some more attention to the game. Yeah,
even the Jacksonville when Pats won last time, it was fantastic. It was a great outcoached them, whatever. But there was a lot of people looking. Jacksonville to move up because of their record. They were so bad, and now here they are going to the top. And so there was a lot of hidden stories. And when all that, when the wind went out of those sails, people started saying, okay, I'm going to look for something else. Like up by us, the big talk is with the big trade with Alex Smith going
to Kansas City, from
Kansas City
to Washington.
Now the Jets are like really pushing for the Washington quarterback. In the free agent, and that's all that's the news up there.
Mm.
So when you go to football and you put it on there, there is like, oh yeah, by the way, there's a Super Bowl, and matter of fact, it's so bad that I think people are out there trying to drum up certain things like Joey, that NFL other talent that I told you. It was on TV when the place kicker with the opera singer that won I called.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won. I called it.
You called it.
There.
You called it.
It was on the commercial.
That's funny.
All the football stars, look what else they do, from someone playing a tuba to the...
Like, yeah, hidden talents.
Everything they can to try and keep it up.
Who won last... Do you know who won last night? Who did...
Yes, it was J.J. Watt.
Did T.O. get in the Hall of Fame? They announced it last night.
They said he was. I thought I saw that...
No. He didn't get in?
I don't know.
Oh, I have to look it up right now.
Thought he was. And then with the Jeopardy questions this week, I don't know if you guys heard about that, but there was a whole category in the whole Jeopardy, and they all stood there. I don't know if that was fixed. I have no idea, but seriously.
I don't think
so. This is all around this is all trying to get the interest back up. Yep. In my no doubt in my mind, it's trying to get the interest back up, because if you know, you're right, the Pats are there, they deserve to be there.
Absolutely.
But I think everyone else is going, yeah. If it was, you know, something else. So I think the NFL is trying the best they can to drum up interest by putting these things. They're even putting the commercials out early. Now, come on, guys.
I saw that, yeah.
When?
That's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign. When they're putting the, you know, and the sneak peeks and even showing Justin Timberlake some of his moves already, like, that's going to make me want to watch the halftime show anymore.
It just means that people won't be watching the game.
No,
you know,
he's a great performer.
He really is.
He's amazing. Yeah.
When he brings the other boys, you know, from his other group in that no one's saying they're going to meet, but I know tonight, all of a sudden, they're going to come on stage and the whole place is going to erupt.
I'm psyched that Justin Timberlake is the... I like Justin Timberlake. He can act. He's great on Saturday Night Live.
He's
very good.
While we're on football,
yep.
We have a local tie. We do have a local tie to the company that makes and paints the football goalposts for the NFL teams on the Super Bowl. And our nephew works there, and he supervises.
He's a supervisor.
He's a supervisor, and he supervised the painting of the goalposts that they're going to be using at the game today. And
I don't understand. Like, they have to have a special paint on the goalpost?
Well, I don't know about the paint specifically, or if it was special, but that was his piece of the big job.
Wow.
The company makes the goalposts. It's in Little Delhi, New York.
So they're going to go to Minnesota to
I don't know who did the installation. That I don't
That's
know.
That's kind of wild.
But, you know, your goalposts down here at Newell Stadium are from there, too.
Yeah, same company.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Gloucester, you
in Harpersville?
Delhi.
That close?
Yeah.
Jimmy and Pat, Jimmy did this for me. Want to hear what Jimmy did for me?
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about
that. They're like in the sticks of
that is true.
They're in the sticks
of rural New York.
Of rural
Central
New
York.
Central New York.
Okay.
There's nothing around them. So they were going home, and I said, they're going home. I'm like, they're driving, they're retired. I'm going to check along their path to home to see if there are any Craigslist grills, like special Weber grills, special, you know, like very that because this is like that this is fertile ground where there may not be Weber fanatics out there, that there may be some fines.
The West young man, yeah,
right. So I'm like, I text Jimmy. I'm like, Jimmy, like, what are you gonna be going by Ithaca on, you know, during your travel? He goes, yeah, probably either tomorrow or the next day. I'm like, well, what day? He's like, yeah, this tomorrow. So I contact the seller. The seller says, okay, agrees to the price. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm a bundle of nerves. But at the time, I assume that Jimmy is passing through this neighborhood on his way to get to home. So it's not going to be too far out of his way. Maybe a 20-minute diversion.
Sure.
Right? But they're retired, and, you know, give them something to do. I'd be psyched. And
you know, I'm out there in the sticks and I count the leaves. And they fall. I get up and I say, oh, damn, there's only 10 today.
So
I go back to bed.
So
seagulls leaves. You know.
So as it turns out, he was already home. He had to drive an hour to get to this place.
But it's close. That's not, I mean,
yes.
For us, that's pretty close.
An hour is
yes. For
is,
you, but
is,
for us,
is
it's
ways.
Like.
So an hour, 5 minutes before the guy agreed to be there to meet him, the guy messages me and says, I can't get the garage door open, and it's not my garage door because I'm a renter and I don't want to break it. I'm like, you couldn't have told me this? He goes, I checked it. I couldn't get in last night and I tried again today. Well, if you couldn't have got in last night, what was going to be different today? And why didn't you message me last night? So my theory is that the guy got a better offer. So he just totally...
Well, did you have that feeling you got there? You got... You
yeah,
met
what
the guy.
Happened was I was like maybe 5 minutes away from the guy's place.
Right.
Joey
was texting me and stuff, and I'm being a good citizen. I know my phone was going off, but I was driving.
Sure.
So when I heard it the third time, I went, okay, this has got to be something important. So I pulled over to one of the gas stations, looked down, it's all three by Joey. So I call him back up, and he's telling me this whole story. So I said, look, I'm going to go anyway. I'm 5 minutes away. Maybe I'll help the guy, because if he's got it halfway up, I'll climb underneath, because if Joey wants a grill.
A special grill.
Special grill. You know, and I have to admit, if I could back up, you know how people show pictures of their text, you know, when they're going back and forth?
Yeah.
If I could do that to everyone, let me tell you how it was. Hi, are you coming back soon? Yes, we are. We'll come back this day. Well, I really missed you guys. So you're home? Yes. Well, if you could do me a favor. And then he sends the next three texts of the grill and what it looks like and everything else. How can you not help this man?
Was this the Homer Simpson one that you got?
No.
Well, we didn't get it.
So I pulled up, and I have to admit, it was snowing out. It was not a great ride and everything else. But I pulled up to the guy's house. He comes out of this house, and there's this separate garage away from the building with the one door down. No side doors, no windows. Not even on the garage door. There it is. Pulls up, and he said, Joey, no, I'm Jim. I'm a friend of Joey. I'm just here. Joey sent me down. Well, I told him I can't get this door up and everything. Well, yeah, he told me the story, but I'm here to help you out. Let's give it a shot. And he goes, no. I'm just a renter. The landlord, this is his. If he wants to open up, I think something fell inside. And that's why I can't get the door up. Well, how'd you get the picture of the grill then if you can't get the door up? So he just went, no, we're not doing it. Well, listen, I'll stick around. Well, I called the landlord and he's going to get here. Well, okay, well, I'll stick around. Well, I'll get the door up. I'm seeing myself. I'm out here. I know Joey wants this grill. I'm going to do the best I can. And he said, no, he doesn't get out of work till after 7. No, it's okay. Well, thanks anyway. And the guy goes back inside. So now I get back in the car. I call Joey up and they said, not gonna happen,
in the meantime, I'm at home sketching out my next post, which is going to include hostage pictures of his grill.
I did not know this.
Yes, no, you did not. I had it all planned out. I was going to put your grill next to our gas grill and make it. Yeah, I know.
Get cooties.
I had this whole storyline figured out because that was going to be my next post. So I was like, I get home.
I pull up the driveway and she comes running out like, show me the grill. I said, there's no grill. There's nothing. And she told me, I thought she was disappointed for you. And then she sat there and told me everything she had mapped out.
I had this whole thing mapped out. It would have been great. Yeah.
So mean. I felt terrible for Jimmy. I mean, I'm sitting here on the other end when the guy said no, and he's like, well, you know, it's an hour away, and I'm 5 minutes away, so I'm going to go anyway. I'm like, oh, God, I feel so terrible.
No, it really wasn't that. It is really not that far for us.
Nope.
Oh,
I'd do it again.
So there's that.
Well, not to that guy's place, but
yeah,
I would do it again.
Yeah.
That guy.
That's true.
Screw that guy. You guys, so I went to Tono on Thursday afternoon. If people don't know about this, they need to know about it. From 4 to 6 p.m. every Thursday, they do $2 bar snacks.
Oh.
And these are...
Did not know that.
Real deal Anthony's incredible appetizers for $2. Obviously, the point is to get you in there to have a drink or two.
Uh-huh.
And there's a great crowd in there.
We've been talking about Tunnels. We haven't gotten there yet.
Go there Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's great. So, Pat, you had gone to Italiano, but I'm gonna have you talk about that in a second. But I had, so think about how brilliant this is, the $2 bar snacks, right? So I had I went in there for $2 bar snacks. I left with a $45 tab.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
I bought, you know who I bought a nice glass of wine? Toby.
Oh, really?
Toby Pat. Yeah,
I had a nice
conversation with Toby. And Stevie Corbett, my electrician, my good friend Stevie Corbett, bought them both a drink. But $45. So how brilliant is it?
That's brilliant.
Because you go in there for the great food, you end up with $45 bar tab.
Yeah.
But as we're leaving, I parked down close to where Passports was.
Mm-hmm.
I walked past. So that I left around 6:30. Walked past Italiano. It looks very nice in there.
It's beautiful inside.
There was two patrons in that place, and there was 60 at Tono.
Yeah. It was, we went last night around, well, we eat dinner on the early side, of course, because as you said, we're retired, don't have anything else to do.
Nothing.
But it was, and we went in and they were joking a little bit at the weight station, you know, about how slow it was. And it was Saturday night, of course. There were a couple of other tables.
What time of Saturday night were you there?
About 5:30, quarter to 6, somewhere
in
the range.
How many other people were in there, would you say?
There were two or three other tables in the bar area, and no other tables in the dining area where we sat.
Well, we got there, but by the time we left, there was a few tables. People were starting to come in.
Yeah.
That is tough.
Yeah.
They did say, though, tonight that the bar area... people were calling for reservations.
Oh, okay.
And they said they're done. They did say it.
They were full up.
They said that they said it. From what I have not even stepped foot in the place. From what I've heard, is it would be a great place to watch a game.
Absolutely, you got so many TVs right across.
Yeah. And we got I promised Linda that I would give her a shout out. We've had her as a waitress a couple of times when we've been to Italiano's, and she was very good. But we enjoyed we each had a drink, an entree, we each had an appetizer, and it was a very reason. It was $65.
Yeah.
So it was $3 draft. They were doing $3 drafts.
They should get in on the Cape Ann Eats program.
That would be a good idea.
They should get in.
Yeah.
A lot of people check out the blog.
But Linda did a great job, and we look forward to seeing her again one of these days. Oh, what do you have? You had to take the picture.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm saying it. Unpronounceable.
But I'm always trying something different, and they call it a house special. So I got the linguine. It's spelled C-A-R-C-I-O-F-I. Carciofini. Carciofini.
I never heard.
I don't know. All my ancestors right now are slapping me in the head for saying that. But it's sautéed artichokes with prosciutto, black olives, cherry tomatoes, basil, finished with a white wine and garlic, tossed with linguine and shaved parmesan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
good.
I said, I'm going to try that, and it came in a nice sized bowl and it was very, very good. And of course, I like to get my fried raviolis and stuff, and that was an appetizer, but it was very, very tasty, and the food came quick, and again, Linda,
we've had
Linda a few times, she's funny, and she's very, she's right there, I have to admit, she's not one that you have it in your mouth, and they walk up, and they say to you, and how's everything?
That is my,
which must be
every
like,
single
she,
time I, that happens
it must
to
be
me.
In waitressing school or
she
something,
waits,
it's
I
always...
think she wants the answer, you know, that's why.
Yeah.
Where the others say, well, I'm told to do that. So anyway, we're pleased with it. I understand there's not many people and everything, but you can sit and have
it's
a
good
conversation.
For us. Yeah, works for us.
I'm gonna go and talk to them. Maybe we can get them up and running a little bit better. So there's that. Do you guys want to do Super Bowl predictions?
Sure.
All right. Is it gonna be okay? First thing I'm gonna go around. Okay, what'd you say? Score prediction. What do you think, Dave?
Close. I think it's going to be close. 42-38.
Wow, that's high scoring.
That's a huge score.
They both have pretty good defenses right now. But the Patriots
so
in the Super Bowl, it always ends up being close. It seems like it's always a close game. Ian, what do you got?
33-14.
Ooh. That would be, I think the spread is like 3 or 4.
It is 3 or 4, but I have a
it
feeling.
Started at 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
mean, they're going to bust it right open, or they're going to really
chip away
it,
the whole game back and forth. Pat, what are you going with?
I'm no good at this. 32-28 Patriots.
32-28.
All right. Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be a field goal difference. I'm going 24-21, and I believe the Pats are going to pull it out.
What numbers do I have in the pool? Those are the numbers I want. Those are the numbers I want.
I'm going to say... I like Pats. I'm going to say 27-24 Pats. Scary, though. Scary, scary, scary.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think this would cement it for our lifetimes. I don't see anyone surpassing. Jimmy, you guys want to talk? Jimmy, I want you to speak about this. I just heard this, that the players think that there's collusion in Major League Baseball about, because there has been only like two big signings
of free agents. Yeah.
Of free agents.
Right. There's no doubt in my mind, baseball has an owners' meeting.
Yep.
Where they all get together and they do their stuff, and that's before the winter meetings. Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt that the guys get together and they talk about things. And I think there's no doubt that they're talking to each other and they're in somebody's lounge smoking cigars and doing their thing with their sherries. So, yes, there's no doubt in my mind there is something going on saying we're just not going to pay that money. We're just not going to pay that money. And, yes, the baseball players are talking about possibly striking or not doing spring training games.
Because
it sells. I've got to tell you, I go to spring training all the time. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that the prices are going up in the stadium for spring. It never used to be that way. And now it's getting quite
high. I used to pay $10 to $13 mm-hmm. in Fort Myers to go to games.
Mm-hmm.
The prices were, like, in the last couple of years, way higher than that.
Yeah. I can tell you that
they're much nicer stadiums, though. They're building nicer stadiums.
That's true. Well, I go down and see the Mets, and in Port St. Lucie, which is the home base, they haven't done really much to that stadium in a while.
How long?
What do you mean? I've been
in 20 years, 30 years. How long since they've renovated that stadium?
Because
they've redone it twice in the past 20 years.
Okay, that stadium was done maybe about 8 to 10 years ago, where they had to put in elevators and everything else because it was so old. They had to do that because of the fans that were coming down. They also put in the berm. So many places have what they call the berm now. The berm is outfield area.
It's
grass. That they tell you to bring a blanket, sit out there and do it.
Yeah.
Home run balls, kids go out.
Yeah.
They're putting bars and stuff, tiki bars and everything. So a lot of people are building berms now out there. So they had to build a berm out there too. And then, of course, they made it their home base. So they have all these other practice fields
all
so people
it.
Come down and watch. So I'm going to go down there and watch that. And they are playing the Yankees on one game. So the Yankees are traveling down from Tampa or across to go there to play a game. And you cannot get a ticket.
Where's Port St. Lucie?
Port St. Lucie is down by West Palm. It's on the east coast.
Jupiter, near Jupiter?
Yeah, right by Jupiter.
Yep. Yep.
Jupiter has two baseball. They're both in the same place. It's Florida Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals. They're both in the same stadium. So they, every day,
there's a
game.
Wow, it's one or the other?
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Wow.
And so St. Lucie's there, but the Yankee game, the tickets are like $40-42 to go for a spring training game down there, and that's like, well.
I'm looking forward to, when I retire, being able to go, you know, have a place down in either Naples or Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
At, probably Naples, but to get like a season tickets for spring training and going
every
year.
Oh, do they
have
such things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's such a great take.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I mean, those games, the later April games, it could be really hot in the stands.
Yeah.
But March is usually a little.
But I think it's absolutely true. They all get together. They're not going to pay that money. And there's going to be a little bit of a, right now they're trying to, I don't know where the compromise is, because they're going, well, you paid this guy this one.
Right.
How can you tell my client he can't get his money? But they're going to hold out. They're going to hold out and say, you know what? We're going to play without you. Well, look what Jeter's doing.
Right.
We're going to trade the team away, and we're going to make a team. So hold out.
In the end, though, if there's money to be made to field the best team, it's
happen.
You know,
it's going to grease the wheel, so to speak. Yeah.
The teams that are in contention are going to spend money to get the players.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But notice it's been all of a sudden cut right off. Somebody
it's
said,
pretty wild.
Hey,
it's discernible. There's been a discernible. I've never heard of an off season with such little movement, and there's been like no movement except for, like, what'd you say? Would you say there's like been two big signings?
Well, yeah, the two big ones were early, and I think that put up a little flag, you know, when Stanton signed with the Yankees. And because right now, Boston's looking for a first baseman, and they there's a lot of talk about people, but they haven't really signed. And there's a couple of good names, but it's like stopped.
But do you think that with the Yankees, with what they did, and Houston being stacked, the couple teams that, as good as they are some teams just saying, there's no sense for us to put out stupid money because those teams are so far and away. Like, we could spend a little bit, you know, we could make a splash with some signing, but it's not going to make any difference when you have a lineup like the Yankees have or Houston has.
I think a large portion is that. Yep, I think there's people doing that, but they're also talking about next year's class being even bigger. Harper is going to be a free agent, and he's flat
Machado,
out said he's leaving.
Manny Machado, I'd love to have Manny Machado.
And the Yankees already have been talking about Harper.
No.
And,
No, seriously,
wow. Folks. I'm not kidding. I know
the reason. You know what though? In this case,
Judge,
there's no.
Stan and Harper in the same line.
There you go.
There's no way he's going. There's no way he's going there. The reason the Yankees might even mention that they'd be interested in him is to drive the price up for someone else. They couldn't sign him.
I'm just saying Harper's in the next year's free agent, and that class is pretty good. They're saying next year's free agent pool is pretty big. So that's one reason why they're stopping now.
They also said that, right. That was another reason that they said was a lot of teams are saving, holding their gunpowder for that class of free agency.
Yes.
That's the point you were trying to make.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. It's very interesting to me. I last year's Red Sox was, I watched more Red Sox baseball last year than any other year. I just love the young team, just like I love the young Celtics team. I think that even if the Patriots fall off, the Celtics, I mean, I'm not a Bruins fan so much, except for playoffs hockey. I think playoff hockey might be the most exciting sport to watch out of any of them.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
Every second of playoff hockey is intense.
Because
teams can come back. You can get two quick goals and change the face of a whole thing. Anyway, some people, as much as... So all the people that don't like the bird stuff, this is for you.
This is for you. This is not nature.
Yeah,
TV.
We talked
this
about the guy being able to smoke his cigar on the boulevard, right?
Not the nature channel.
Joey is the Tom Brady of the GMG broadcast.
Yeah.
Pulling it right out.
That's it. We miss Kim. Tell everybody out to Kim.
Miss Kim.
She's in New York having not the best weather probably.
She's oh yeah. Oh, is this supposed to? Oh, so think of. So this is the other thing. Oh, I want to do a shout out to your sister,
yeah.
Paula Ryan O'Brien,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
who gave me the maple syrup.
Yeah.
We did a cook. Craig Kimberly and James came to my house a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I happened to. It was a lousy day, and,
mm-hmm.
and no boats went fishing. I did a maple fest at the house.
Ooh.
So I have from in Vermont. You ever had the Queegee Gorge?
Yeah.
You've heard it, right?
Yes,
there's this gorge that it's this like a deep crevice with a river runs through it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, I don't know if there's a bridge. Is there a bridge
that
goes across it? But you drive over a bridge and there's a viewing area you can pull off the side of the road and look down. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful to look at. But where the Queegee Bridge is, there's a stand. Like almost like a farmer's market kind of stand, and there's a guy that built out of big stones this outdoor grill, and on this grill he has ears of corn, and he grills the corn, and then to the right of that he has like the big thing of a tub of butter, and then he has all different kinds of seasonings. Well, there's a company called Highland Foods that makes maple garlic seasoning, maple habanero seasoning, pepper seasoning, and those are the offerings. So the corn is something ridiculous, like a dollar an ear of corn, or three for $2, or something like that. And when I tell you, it is the most delicious thing. You eat one, and you have to eat like three more. The rabbit is the one who introduced me to that. So I had that seasoning in my cupboard. So I got some sweet potatoes. I got some ribeye steaks, and I made some atomic buffalo turds. I put that maple the maple garlic seasoning on the ribeyes, right? And I reverse seared them. I got the and then I made for finishing. I got a stick of butter, and I put the maple syrup from Harpersville, where you Pat and Jimmy are from.
Yeah.
Grade A maples.
That.
What?
Yeah.
It's from Harpersville. It says Harpersville on the jug.
Oh, the ones we okay.
Oh,
yeah.
She
yeah.
must have got it from okay.
Okay.
She did it in my. Was it for her or you guys got that?
Well,
for
we
me?
Got that, and she brought up.
She
some
also
too.
Got some. Yeah.
Who gave it to me for Christmas? So maybe I'm not crediting the right person.
No, Paula did.
Okay, Paula.
Yeah.
So I got that and I whipped it with the butter, and then I put it in the fridge to congeal it.
Yeah.
So, and then I got the maple garlic salt and I put that on the atomic buffalo turds, and I did sweet potatoes all in the grill at the same time, reverse seared. So it's a maple fest.
Yeah.
Everything. So and then on the sweet potatoes, just before 5 minutes before everything was done, I did a glaze of the real grade A Vermont maple syrup on everything and let it just kind of settle in there.
Oh, boy.
And then so when the steaks were done, I rested them, and then I put like three pats of the maple butter, just kind of melted on top of there. Oh my God.
Everybody's stomachs and
My God. Just bananas.
And it was really, really good.
So I'm hearing that you need some more maple syrup.
No, I still got half a jar. Well, I did use quite a bit of it, but it was great. But I would not be afraid. But the point is, I have to. When I do steaks, I cook steak ribeyes quite a bit. You can combine butter with a million different things to make
absolutely.
And it's not hard.
Nope.
It's like there's no rocket science to it. You just put it together and you beat it together.
No reason for a bad steak.
No reason.
Well, of those things, what did you like the best? How it turned out? The steak, the potatoes, the atomic turds. Did I miss anything?
Do you know something?
Sweet potatoes.
If I could grade all of them on a scale from 1 to 10, they were all tens.
Yeah.
And it's not because I was cooking. It was that they were just.
It just came together.
You know what? It's funny because everything that. So I ate the. So I had a bite of the steak, and with the with that maple butter, like kind of like that richness and that it was so like soul healing and soothing and delicious, like it melted your mouth that you were just like, oh my God, this is amazing. But then when we did the sweet potatoes, right, and you get them nice on the, when you soften them in the mic first,
mm-hmm.
and then you cover them in peanut oil, and then you get the skin crispy
on the grill.
And then you open it up, and then I put pats of that maple thing inside of there.
Yeah.
So then I had a bite of that, and it was the same kind of feel, like, oh my God, so primal, just delicious. And the atomic buffalo turds are always a 10. I mean, those you can't not have a 10 with those. Okay, we're gonna finish with this. What is everybody on everybody's Super Bowl menus? Go.
Oh crap! Bourbon chicken, pulled pork, potato skins.
Mm.
Gonna be lasagna.
Oh baby,
it's like a long list.
Dave's going deep.
Yeah.
It's pulled pork. Are you buying it? Are you baking?
No, someone's bringing it.
Nice.
I'm going to my nieces and potluck. And
awesome.
Everybody loves to cook.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'll have to pass. I don't know what I'm having for dinner.
What do you mean you don't know?
Don't know. I don't even really quite know what I'm doing tonight. So.
Oh, you're not. Are you not a football guy?
I know absolutely. I'm a football guy. I'll probably catch the game. But as you know, I also tango dance on Sundays.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this conflict going on that...
We never got a video, by the way.
No, I know. Maybe we'll do something. But so the conflict tonight is, do we tango dance or do we watch the football game? I just got confirmation that we can do both at the tango studio. So
there you go.
Still out for discussion.
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
Whoa. Trust me. It's a...
It's a
deep
quest.
It's a conundrum.
It's a
deep
quest.
This is much like my children's birthday party thing.
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely.
But so when some scheduled, say we had soccer and they had imagine if you had a game scheduled. I love watching my daughters play soccer, but Super Bowl Sunday, that'll be tough. Go ahead, Pat. Oh, you guys are coming to Felicia's.
Yeah.
Well, so what are you guys bringing?
Speedies.
Oh, that's right. The Speedies.
Yep.
Speedy sauce.
The classic. upstate New York.
I'll give you some money. Next time you guys go up, I want you to bring me some Speedy Sauce.
Okay.
Just say it now, Paula. Paula's coming.
Paula Ryan O'Brien, I'll give you the money. Give me two bottles of Speedy Sauce.
Yeah, she's coming in a couple of weeks. So.
All right, you got that, Paula?
She'll probably text in. No, she can't. What am I saying?
It's
this
not
isn't live.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
We could do these. We could Facebook Live these, I wonder. How long can a Facebook Live thing be? Could it be an hour long?
That's a good question, doesn't
it? I wonder.
Probably. I don't know.
Because we could simultaneously Facebook Live the podcast. That'd be kind of interesting.
That'd be
if I set up a camera over there.
That would be an interesting experiment.
I think we gotta try to work on that technology.
Well, anyway, we're doing Speedies, and you'll get your sauce, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys. GloucesterCast 265 is in the books. Welcome aboard, Dave. And thank you for your service here.
Thank you, Joey. I really appreciate it.
Go Pats.
Go Pats.